Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Today is part two of my two-part interview with my good friend Dom Brightman. Now, I've known Dom for several years, and you're going to see that interaction going on in this interview. I mean, we just keep feeding off each other's energy. I mean, it is something unique, and I love this guy so much. Now, Dom, he helps people to become better versions of themselves through reading and self-development programs. He's the author of two books, and he's here today to give us some tips and techniques that you can use in your life and business based upon his latest book, Stay the Course, The Elite Performer's 7 Secret Keys to Sustainable Success. And you're going to want to get this book. It's going to be available down in the show notes. You just got to click the link and go there. But I'm telling you, get your seat belts fastened because Dom is bringing his game. This interview is so full of energy. I know you're getting a lot out of it. Get out your notepad, your paper, your ink pen. Let's start taking notes as we jump right back into the interview with Dom Brightman. Who is it you're trying to reach for this book or with this book?
For this book, it would be for those who have at least created a version of success for themselves, because the first book was all about advancement and promotion. That the tools in that book were the ones that I used to get promoted to full-time employment and even to raise up the ranks rather quantum leap level in a volunteer organization. And this book is for those who've actually reached that version of success to actually stay the course and keep focused on what you have to do. So it could be for millennials from 20 to 40, heck, even some tips that folks over 40 can even draw from to be reminded of, because at the end of the day, I even mentioned the book in the introduction, like if this may not be the first type of book that you read, but make sure it's not the last kind of version that you read, because we all need reminders to stay focused and keep our mind on things that matter, like having gratitude for your loved ones and those who've helped you create success, as well as being aware of your time and how much time you're using, how much time you have, as well as who are those in your circle that you connect with, kind of like the whole global mentor thing I mentioned earlier with Dr. Ray. His just being aware of all of those things. And the major key is awareness, having awareness for all of those things. So just for those who have that version of success, or at least making that progress, and they want to keep that progress going forward.
Amen. Amen. Now, you discuss 7 keys of success in your book. What are those 7 keys?
Yes, sir. So the first five.
Find out.
That's right.
Next question. Give us the summary.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that to your audience. That'd be petty. Yeah, the summary version. So the first five, they're in an acronym called MITCH. So the M is for mental awareness, being aware of what's going on in your mind. The I is for influence awareness, being aware of those in your circle that are speaking to you, as well as what you have around you that influences you, like the podcast you listen to, the TV that you watch, if you watch TV, the things you read. Then there's also time awareness, being aware of how much time you have in a day, because we all have the same 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 168 hours in that week, and being aware of how can we use that time. And then the C, which is connection awareness, being aware of who you're connecting with, as well as even some networking tips to take while you're out and about with not only advancing your career, but also your business. And then the H, which is habit awareness, being aware of your habits, of making sure that they are habits that build you up and not tear you down, as well as not tearing down others, because if you yourself are not at your best, others will eventually see that especially if you don't know your blind spots, and then they will follow suit. And of course, the T, the other two, gratitude would be key number six, to have gratitude. And the seventh key is consistency and commitment. Because once you have all the other six keys, you got to be consistent. You have to be committed. Because if you're committed, you are going to do what you say when you say what you're going to do. And when you're consistently doing that, you will build a huge bank of trust with others that are around you.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's awesome. What's the number one takeaway you want your readers to achieve with this book?
The number one takeaway is to be aware and be present. That's kind of like two, but we're going with it. just be aware and be present, because when you're aware of what's going on in you and you're going out, you'll be able to see ahead of time what other folks will eventually see, because that's what happened to her with the story of being called in by my boss at the time, because I wasn't aware, and that's where I was lacking. And heck, even celebrating victories every now and then too, after you make a small win, it's like, hey, I woke up today, just clap my hands, like, all right, I'm going to go get them and thank God for another day. Heck, if you want, you can thank God for common sense. I do that from time to time as well, especially in customer service, where some of the common sense ain't so common. It's really something totally different.
Yeah, right. Amen. Amen. I know in your book, indeed, you discuss habits. Okay. And I know, you know, habits become routines, routines become lifestyle changes. What do you discuss in your book about some of the habits that successful people initiate and that they have, you know, what to develop what you call a dynamic life?
Sure thing. So our habits are very powerful, because when they're consistent over time, they're going to compound into something good or bad. And it all starts the night before. And that was actually a quote from George St. Pierre, UFC fighter. He mentions how he prepares for the next day by using the night before to prepare. So having your outfit out for the following day, if you have to be out and about, doing some prayer, some reflection, and just asking yourself questions like, all right, what good did I do today? What good did I share today? And what good can I do tomorrow? And heck, even writing a few things down on the list, up to six things that you can do, like no more than six, because if you try to do 10 things, not all of those things will be done. I've tried. I'm speaking from experience. I've got one of those big 4x6 index cards and wrote 10 things down. It's like, all right, read 30 pages, call this person back, and never forget to actually do this interview. And then at the end of the day, the closest I got to was maybe 8 or 9 items done. So there's always that one left over. So six would be a happy medium. So what is your six-pack ab list for the following day to complete? And that's that's probably the new thing to call. So your six-pack abs for the day. If you don't see them on your own belly, just tell yourself it's hiding behind some skin material. It's okay.
That's right. They're there.
And also on that note, the night before, making sure that you get at least 7.5 hours of sleep. Because another thing about awareness, you have to make sure that you have enough sleep to be aware, because when I was going through that grief period and doing all of that servant leadership, I was getting 0 to 3 hours of sleep because I was caregiving for my dying father at the time, as well as running all over the darn state of Maryland, parts of Delaware and Virginia. And all of that was compounding on me because I had the bad habit of lack of sleep. So it may be easier said than done, but make sure you get at least 7.5 hours of sleep. And heck, I'll even recommend one of your past guest books, Dr. Chuck Page. He has a book called Surrendered Sleep, and I'd have to say pick that up too.
Yeah,
if you want to get a nice biblical definition of sleep.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, he's awesome. It really is. You guys need to go back and look in our archives for his interview, because he had a lot of value bombs in that interview. He sure did. So now, what you just talked about, the sleep and awareness and all that, does this apply to our private lives only, or can these concepts also be applied to the workplace?
Oh, they can be applied to both, because if you show up as a zombie and throw some makeup on, well, if we got some crazy stuff going on. I'm like, all right. It's like, all right, no.
And for more information on Don Brightman, you can contact Dom at email address.
Hey, some folks are really good at the old makeup thing. A chick at my neck work, she looked 22 when she was like in her late 30s. I'm like, oh, shoot. But anyways, yeah, so, yeah, but the sleep thing, like if you are not at your best, everybody else is going to notice you're going to be yawning all day. And sometimes when you, well, heck, every time someone yawns, I tell them, hey, you're singing the song of my people. Because when one person yawns, everybody else follows suit. Amen. Out of empathy.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, yeah, your private life, whatever you do in your private life is going to come out in the public life. If you're not getting sleep, folks are going to see you dragging and being sluggish. If you're reading personal development books and you're taking action from those books, people are going to notice.
Yeah.
And they're going to notice a change, especially if you bill yourself as an introvert. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, a couple of years later, you've been networking, connecting with so many people so much that you become an extrovert. People are going to take notice. So it's definitely true that the habits do apply in the personal life, but they will come out in your public life as well. And heck, even with even daily Bible reading, even that, because if you are on the path of following Christ, there's going to be days where you're not feel so good and you're going to be tested, and folks are going to be watching you. They're going to be watching you more than a Rolex watch. They mm-hmm. are watching. They ain't going to say anything mm-hmm. at first, but it may be months or even years down the road. It's like, hey, I saw how you handled yourself against an angry customer, or I saw how you stood up for yourself when this colleague was trying to be a bully, and just stuff like that. Just being aware and just having those moments and always making sure you have a nice code of ethics that really stand out.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, that's true. And, you know, the when people start noticing that, a lot of times your friends will notice it as well, but it's not so much those that you associate with on a consistent basis, but your supervisors are the one who's going to notice it. So next time something comes along, they say, well, why don't we ask Dom if he can do it? Because, you know, I mean, he's shown himself. He's matured in this job. He's, you know, and those promotion opportunities will come along because the supervisors are seeing the change. You know, your friends that you're hanging around with all the time, they may or may not notice it. They may notice the changes but not think anything of it, because you just don't come in one day and you're a changed person. It's a process. But your supervisors who are in and out, in and out, in and out, they'll notice these things, you know, and that's where the recognition starts coming from. And once you get that positive affirmation, like, oh, wow, you know, this stuff really works, then you're more inclined to do it more, you know. So, like, taking ideas from, you know, leadership development books and stuff like that and implementing just, you know, positive affirmations and things like that. So, yeah, that's awesome. Now, what projects are you working on right now? I mean, you just published your other book. So is the third one already started?
Oh, yes, the third one is already started. I'm actually working on a chapter for a co-author project called Crappy to Happy. It's a book, well, a big co-author project under a lady by the name of Reverend Patricia Caginello and her fabulous publicity agency, Sacred Stories Publishing. So going to be working on that. And also working on a third book. The third book, separate from the co-author project, that's going to drop like a Beyonce album. No one knows when it's going to come out. It's just going to surprise you out of nowhere. And also just going to be doing some more speaking, as well as, heck, I might even take on some coaching clients in the near mm-hmm. future, because we're going to be doing a virtual summit with Chris Jordan and his wonderful team with Inspire yep. to Lead. Yep. Virtual summit June 5th through the 6th, 2020. So that's going to be fabulous. And just heck, even also continuing with the Going North podcast as well. still booking guests, still sharing their awesome content, connecting with folks all over the planet. So definitely got those things in the works.
Amen. I know you spoke at the recent Inspire to Lead conference that was held in February by our good friend Chris Jordan and others that we're acquainted with. Like I said, unfortunately, I had another thing already scheduled for that date and was unable to attend. But how was the conference overall?
Overall, it was a great experience. It was a great experience. It was the second time we did it at the Bel Air Armory, and we had a good turnout, probably a little shy of 50, probably like 40, 45 folks. And they got some great content from all six speakers, and it was just really great learning from the other speakers as well, because one thing about the right people, like I'm always learning too. I'm not the be-all, end-all. I got a lot of learning to do. Some say I'm an old soul in the sonic youth, but hey, I still got some learning to do. So I was learning from the other speakers and taking notes too. Yep. So it was a great learning experience, and folks even got some of their photos taken. Folks even had some headshots taken since there was a photography group as well. And heck, we were even able to donate some of the proceeds. I believe it was $500 from the event was able to go to, I forgot her last name, Miss Erica, with her nonprofit organization called Pat's Promise to help with that organization to do a ride every year in honor of her husband who suffered from a form of cancer. So we're able to not only leave folks inspired, get them fed, but also donate to a local nonprofit in the community to help inspire others to keep going. So I'd say it was a great success.
Amen. Yeah. I know when I go to conferences to speak and all that, I'm going to go share, so I prepare adequately for that. But I'm also going to learn, as you said, from the other presenters. I mean, you know, and you're just not an attendee in the audience. I mean, you know, Chris Jordan puts on his conference where there's a lot of interaction between the speakers and the guests and all that. You go to some of these conferences, you know, and it's, you know, like 1,000 people or more in there. And so there's not a lot of that interaction. But if you're going there as a speaker, you're interacting with these other speakers, you know, back in the green room and all this stuff. So that's an opportunity to network, not just with the speakers, but with the attendees. It's an opportunity to learn things that you may not know from the other speakers as well. And so, I take a notepad, and I'm sitting up there, and I'm taking notes. It's not unusual for me to fill up a whole notebook when I come home with information that was shared that, you know, if you were going to these conferences, you wouldn't have. You wouldn't have any clue. You know, you'd have to order like 12 different books for the same information you're getting in one day. So for someone who doesn't like reading, go to a conference. You know, if you're like me, I read, you know, like 20 books a year. So I'd spend a lot of time reading in addition to everything else. So, but Dom, what was your topic of discussion at the conference?
Yes, sir. And that's actually a valid point. I'm still going to start telling people that. It's like, hey, if you don't like reading, go to a conference, because you are right. A lot of folks at a high level with speaking, they read more than the average American reads. Mm-hmm. An average American reads at least probably like, what, 1 to 12 books a year? Yeah. And you read 20 yourself, and you probably reread the Bible
that's
every
not
year, too.
That's not counting the Bible. That's
exactly, because the Bible, that's 66 plus books in one book. So in a way, you're kind of reading 86 books.
I think I'll put that on Goodreads. Hey, 66 books. 66 books. Read Genesis.
There you go. I knew he was beginning somewhere.
That's right. In the beginning.
Well, my topic for that day, I was in the afternoon, so my goal was to get people to stay awake and to get them think at the same time after food coma. And my topic was mentorship and accountability. And I shared some questions that I've asked myself that mentors have shared with me to help me think and make movements to also help others. So we can call this the How Can I series. The first one was How Can I? And heck, my mentor, Dr. Ray Charles, he asked me this question. I was like, all right, how can I write that down? And I'm like, all right, so where's the rest of the question? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, the rest of the question is for you to answer. That's the first part of really going deep in yourself and trying to figure out where you want to go. And then once you figure out what comes after how can I, then the next question would be, how can I add more value to more people in less time? And that question was shared by another mentor by the name of Daniel Alley. And he asked himself that question to help him generate success for himself. And one way of doing that is what both you and I are doing, Pastor Bob, and that's having the podcast and connecting with folks all over the globe. Amen. Because podcasts are booming right now, and you might want to check out Faithcasters as well.
Good plug.
Yes, indeed. And you'll get some of that good content to change your life.
That's right.
And that can, the follow-up question to that is, okay, you figured out what comes after I, then you figure out how to add value by helping others see their own value. Because if you're saved by the grace of God, you are valuable already because you're redeemed by his blood. Amen. Then how can you stay relevant? Mm-hmm. And that one is so critical in today's society with so many tools and techniques that you can implement nowadays. Folks are making a whole lot of noise, and it's like, all right, let me let my little light shine over here, make it 100 watt somehow so folks can really see the brilliance and get my business and ministry out there. So how can I stay relevant, thinking ways to do that? And then the fourth point was, how can I thank those who have made me who I am today? And the action step I gave the audience that day that you can take home for yourself is to write down three names of three people who have been instrumental in helping you have what you have today for your success. And the final piece of that one was, how can I make sure I don't leave any blessings on the table? Hmm. And that one happened in the middle of a presentation a couple weeks ago when I was doing it for practice. And in the middle of it, when I was telling the story about how I joined Toastmasters and the fact that I was leaving stuff on the table, because for those who don't know, Toastmasters, nonprofit organization, helps you gain leadership skills. I originally joined to network with others and have a speaker for my church at the time for a public speaking seminar. The seminar went off with a success, and I had a decision. Do I keep going to Toastmasters, or do I leave since I already accomplished my goal? And I made the decision, you know what, I'm just going to stay with it. I joined an additional club, risen to the ranks, became a small business owner, author, best-selling author, podcaster, and I gained a lot of friends, and one of them was Clyde Middleton, and he asked me a quest for table topics, that same question I gave earlier, of who are the three people responsible for your success, and my father was on that list, and the next day, I ran to the nursing home, and I thanked him for everything that he did, because the meeting was in the evening, and the visiting hours were closed, and I made sure to thank my father for everything he did for me, because he was on his dying bed that week, and there was discussions of whether or not we should put him on a feeding tube. And 5 days later, after I thanked him for everything he did for me, he passed away. And that goes back to, how can I make sure I don't leave any blessings on the table? If I didn't join Toastmasters, if I didn't stay a part of it, and I didn't have that conversation at night, there's no telling. Would I thank my father the way that I did? Would I have stayed as focused? I would have stayed focused on actually giving gratitude to him for everything that he did for me. And that is one powerful question that every child of God should ask, is how can I make sure I don't leave any blessings on the table?
Amen. Yeah, that's awesome. Don, where can someone get a copy of your book?
Yes, sir. So copies of the book, you can head over to Amazon or wherever books are sold. It's also in the Baltimore County Public Library system, as well as Howard County. So, yep, you can buy copies of the book, even get the first on audio, or even check out your local library and ask them to stock the book, so that way more folks can get the message, the positivity, and the advancement.
Amen. And if someone wanted to get in touch with you to ask a question, or maybe even do an interview such as this, or be a guest on your podcast, or have you a guest on their podcast like this, how can they do that? How can someone get in touch with you?
Yeah, that'll be faithcasters.net. I'll just mess with you.
Hey.
I was messing with you.
Actually, make that happen.
The whole thing is actually is going to happen. But yeah, in addition to that, faithcasters.net, also dombrightman.com. Feel free to fill out the contact me box, and I'll respond usually within 24 to 48 hours. and we can go from there, especially north.
Headed north. That's right. Going north. Every time I ask that, I say, how you doing? Going north. Hey, folks, I have personally known Don Brightman for several years now, as you can probably tell. And he's a stand-up, all-around great guy. And I can tell you from personal experience, the person you've heard today is exactly like this in real life. I mean, he's a great speaker, great personality. You'll enjoy having come out and share these concepts with any conference attendees that you might have. And his books, they're awesome too. I mean, they're an easy read. They're chock full of tips, ideas, and strategies that propel you forward in ways that you're not even thinking of right now. Yeah, they're that good. All right, so go down below in the show notes, order a copy of the books. Matter of fact, you need to get two copies so that you can sow one into the life of someone else. That way you'll benefit from gaining the knowledge Dom's sharing, and someone you care about will be blessed by you and Dom. Praise God. Dom, thank you for taking the time to come back on the program and share with us today.
Hey, thanks again for having me. You rock as a host, Pastor Bob.
Appreciate it, man. Now, that is all the time we have for today. Now, be sure you go down in the show notes, order your books right now while you're thinking about it. Get in touch with Don Brightman right now while you're thinking about it. Don't put it off. You know as well as I do, if you put it off, the devil's going to try and distract you with something from taking action later. Don't believe the lies of the devil. You know, listen to Pastor Bob. Go do it right now. All right? Praise God. For Don Brightman and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.